I'm Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, heard on 90.9 WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. each Saturday, and available at any time on our website, onlyagame.org. Each week on the program, I discuss various sports stories with Charlie Pierce of the Boston Globe, or Charlie discusses them while we all listen politely. And it's time for that to happen again right now. The NBA has announced that the start of training camps and the first week of exhibition games will be postponed. So, are you shocked, shocked?
This is the beginning of a steady drip, drip, drip of things that aren't going to happen. Very soon you'll be hearing that the first couple of weeks of the regular season aren't going to happen, and then I think eventually you're going to wind up with a 50-game NBA season.
Kobe Bryant has been offered $6.7 million to play basketball in Italy next season. So let's think about this. It's Italy. I hear the food is pretty good. You got your art. You got your classic architecture. And, $6.7 million. Think he'll go?
Listen, if I recall correctly, that's where his father played.
Yes, it is.
The legendary Joe Jellybean Bryant. So there's some family history there, too. Maybe his father can get him a good deal on an apartment. I wouldn't be surprised to see him play there.
For $6.7 million, I bet he can get a really nice apartment.
Yeah, but you got to let Dad be a big-time swinger.
On Wednesday, the New York Yankees clinched a spot in the postseason. They will finish atop the AL East, in no small part due to the achievements of reliever Mariano Rivera, who saved his record-breaking 602nd game on Monday night. Not a bad guy to have in your bullpen.
No, not a bad guy to have in your bullpen, and not a bad guy, period. If you really want to root for somebody who's worth rooting for, it's Mariano Rivera, who may very well be the best of all time at what he does.
In the National League wildcard race, the Cardinals are nipping at the heels of the Braves. You think St. Louis can catch Atlanta?
I think they can, and Atlanta better thank its lucky stars that everyone's paying attention to how the Red Sox are falling apart, because Atlanta's falling apart.
Manny Ramirez, who retired rather than serve a 100-game suspension for his second positive test for a performance-enhancing drug, announced that he would play this winter in the Dominican Republic. And then I guess he learned that Major League Baseball's reach extends even to the Cibao Eagles.
Yes, LBJ sent in the Marines, and apparently Major League Baseball sent in the Enforcement Division. So he can't, because he's technically under suspension, he can't play there. So now he's going to offer to serve the 100 games for any team that will hire a 40-year-old designated hitter who is drug-tainted.
Rookie quarterback Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers set the record for most yards passing over the first 2 weeks of an NFL season, and boy, I hope he relished setting that record, because he only got to hold on to it for about 2 hours. You think he had time to throw a little soiree before Tom Brady broke the record that Cam had just broken?
I would hope so. The problem, of course, the difference between the two, of course, is that Brady's team has won both games and Newton's team has lost both games.
In other NFL news, all 32 teams received a memo from the league this week warning of fines and suspensions for players who fake injuries. I wonder, is the league afraid the NFL is becoming too much like Italian soccer?
Well, the problem, of course, is that is the technique du jour to stop hurry-up offenses, like the one played, for example, by the New England Patriots under Tom Brady. So, yeah, apparently the NFL, having jiggered its rules to produce high-passing, fast-moving offenses, is now going to find a way to keep the defense from dishonestly slowing them down.
I don't think the NFL should worry until its players begin clutching their knees when they fall, no matter where they've been hit.
Yeah, apparently the technique of choice in the NFL is to lie down flat on your face for a while.
Then they have something to learn from Italian soccer.
We're dealing in soccer, especially in European soccer, of course, with tradition, with opera traditions that are longer and deeper than that in the United States. So,
Charlie, last week we both predicted that by this week the Big 12 might have imploded. Not exactly, but they have rid themselves of Commissioner Dan Beebe, and they've announced a plan to stabilize their membership by making future departing schools leave behind their TV rights for 6 years. Oklahoma President David Boren called the proposal, quote, very strong handcuffs. I just have to wonder whether handcuffs make for happy partnerships.
Well, apparently that's the only option they have left. And Oklahoma, of course, is the only team remaining in the Big 12 that anybody wants to see play football.
Nevin Shapiro, currently in jail for running a Ponzi scheme, claims that he started providing University of Miami players with cars, money, and prostitutes because former Two Live Crew frontman Luther Campbell couldn't or wouldn't do it anymore. Mr. Campbell and his lawyers seem to think this constitutes slander and defamation. You agree?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out exactly what the basis for the slander charge is. I think Luther Campbell is saying that his reputation as a bagman has been damaged by Nevin Shapiro.
And going forward, that would be a terrible thing. The National Hockey League preseason got underway this week, and the league's new dean of discipline is already hard at work. On Thursday, Brendan Shanahan banned Flyers forward Jody Shelley for 10 games for his hit from behind on Toronto's Darryl Boyce, and Calgary's Pierre-Luc Letourneau-Leblond was suspended for 5 games for his hit from behind on Vancouver's Matt Claxton. Can we expect this new focus on safety to survive beyond the first week of the preseason?
Well, this could be safely called the Sidney Crosby rule, because they are responding to a series of injuries, that one of which took out the best, most promising young player of the last 20 years. I hope so. I have great hopes in Brendan Shanahan, who has played relatively cleanly through his entire career and I think knows the difference between cheap shots and real hockey.
And finally, I can understand how people might confuse Sports Illustrated with People magazine this week, because Brad Pitt is on the cover of SI. What, no athletes have recently done anything of note?
Yes, the movie version of Michael Lewis's Moneyball has come out to a great sensation among both the sports and entertainment press. I have, as I have told other people, I have only one question about the movie Moneyball. Who is it that are playing Tim Hudson and Barry Zito? Because they're two of the reasons anybody ever heard of Billy Bean.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and various other books. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.